Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. Sorry about the little gap there. That was my fault. I was looking at something and I couldn't get to the player quick enough. Never mind. We're looking at 1 Peter, the second chapter, and today we're looking at verses 13 and 14. As you know, we are doing a series currently, 60 parts of this series, The Character of Jesus, and today is part 36, and today we're looking at reverence, the characteristic of reverence. This is what Scripture says. It says, "For the Lord's sake, respect all human authority, whether the king as head of state, or in the case of Great Britain, the queen, or the officials he has appointed, for the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong and to honor those who do right. For the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong and to honor those who do right. It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you." The character of reverence. It is quite a difficult one, this one. Let's have a look and see what the dictionary says. It says, "Reverence is a feeling or attitude of deep respect, tinged with awe, veneration. The outward manifestation of this feeling to pay reverence, a gesture indicative of deep respect, to bow or to curtsy. The state of being revered." That is what the dictionary says about reverence. And you know what? It was one of those wonderful characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ that he had such reverence for his Father. And it's us, beloved, that should have reverence for Almighty God and for his Son, his precious Son, Jesus Christ. As the dictionary says, a feeling or attitude of deep respect, tinged with awe, veneration. Reverence. What a great word that is. When you say the word, what does that conjure up in your mind? When I say that word, reverence, what does it conjure up in your mind? I mean, I can see what Peter is saying here. He's saying, "For the Lord's sake, respect all human authority, whether the king or head of state or the officials he has appointed." You see, beloved, we are commanded by Jesus to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. I have even heard of some Christians, and I'm not going to judge them in any way or shape or form, I'm just going to say that I disagree with their point of view. I've heard some Christians saying that if they can avoid taxes, that's exactly what they will do. But you see, beloved, that is not giving due reverence to Almighty God. Because as Peter is telling us, we have to have reverence or respect for human authority. Anyone who is in authority over you, you need to be in reverence and respect for. Whether that be the Queen or the government or the Prime Minister. Now, if you want me to talk politically, I will. I am not a great lover of the Prime Minister of this country. I make no bones about that. I'm afraid I'm not. But it is not up to me to judge him what he is doing. But what I will say is, although I am not a great follower of the Prime Minister of the UK, I will certainly say this, beloved. I will give him reverence and I will give him respect and I will render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And I don't believe we have a choice. It's one of those situations where we have to do what the Bible is telling us to do, whether we believe it or not, or whether we agree with it or not, shall I say. That's a better way of putting it, not believe it. We have to believe what's in Scripture. But whether we agree with it or not is another thing altogether. But you see, if we want to follow Jesus' example, then we must have reverence, as Peter is saying, for those who are in authority over us. We have to have reverence and respect for those who are in church leadership. If we go to church and there are leaders of that church, if we don't agree with their leadership or what they're doing, then, beloved, we shouldn't be in that church. We should go where we need to be in respect and reverence and in under authority for those in that church. You see, I have flitted now and again from church to church to church because I have not agreed with some of the things that the leadership have done in different churches that I've been to. And I've carried on going to different churches until I've found one where I can have respect and I can be under authority of that leadership. It's important that we are under their authority. Now, it's an incredibly difficult subject to talk about in just the few moments that I have. But let me try and sum it up as best I can. Someone who is in authority over you in the church, for example, have a massive, great responsibility over you because they are answerable before Almighty God. I have authority in my own family. And I am answerable to Almighty God for the way that my family go and what they do. Just in the same way, if you're a member of a church and that church has a strong leadership and you are under that authority, if you choose not to be under that authority, then you shouldn't be at that church. Simply because Almighty God wants the leadership of that church to be answerable for you. So if you put your foot out of place, if you do stuff that is wrong and the church disagree with you or the leadership of the church disagree with you, they are, I believe, answerable to Almighty God for the way that you behave and what you are doing. It is their responsibility to make sure that you are following the covenant of what that church stipulates. I know this is difficult. This is really, really difficult. But it's important that we understand that we have to have that sort of government in place within the church. It is really, really important. Now, if you want me to continue and tell you what I think about church government, this is what I believe. I believe church government should be a theocratic government and not a democratic government. That is what I personally believe. So please don't go writing to me and saying, oh, that's not right. No, that's not right. That may be not what you believe. I am trying to tell you here what I believe. And I believe that we should be under a theocratic government within the church. And I believe that the leadership should be responsible for those that are under them. And I believe that we should not be voting whether to do this or that or something else within the church. Beloved, I really believe it from the bottom of my heart. And I want you to understand that I am trying to give you this as best I possibly can because, you see, it's impossible otherwise to be able to talk about this subject because it is quite a difficult subject to talk about. Reverence specifically is not a difficult subject to talk about because the Bible is telling us right here in 1 Peter that we have to have reverent respect for our government, for officials in the government, for the king or the queen or the president of the government that we are currently under. But all I'm trying to do is bring that into the realms of the church as well and say that in the church itself, there should be a governmental, There should be government in place. And I believe it should be theocratic and not democratic. In other words, I don't believe that one should have to vote in a church. That is my personal belief, beloved. please understand this. I'm not saying that you should believe that as well. I'm not saying that I am right. I'm not saying that you're right. What I'm saying is what I personally believe. And I believe that there should be a theocracy in place within the church. And because of that, we should have reverence for our eldership. Now, if you believe in democratic government in church, that's wonderful. But in the same place, this reverence for your leadership should not change. It should be exactly the same. If you have someone in your church who is in authority over you, then all I can say to you is this, quite simply, they are responsible for you. I believe that. That they are responsible for you, and therefore you are duty bound, I believe, to give them that permission to have that authority over you. I just want to pray now. Father God, in Jesus' name, this is a really difficult subject to broach, Lord. And I pray in Jesus' name that those that are listening to this understand that I'm not trying to tell them how they need to believe. I'm telling them what I believe, Lord. Whether it be right or wrong, Father, I am just trying to bring out what I believe. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would make that point into the hearts of those who are listening. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all the people said, Amen and amen.